and also Joe there. Do you understand Joe and others' concerns as to how this happened and what have you? What's your view on it? Should it have happened is the first question.
Yeah, well, there's a huge amount of concern across Bunkrana yesterday and today. Like, my phone hasn't stopped. I've been speaking to people who are at the protest at Fulme. I was down and walked my daughter to Scully's, gone across the road from the centre this morning. I spoke to people there. Real genuine salt. There's people who have genuine concerns about what has happened. And I have serious concerns, serious reservations about the building in question. I think 66 people live in it. I think it's 19 rooms. Going to be three or four people who don't know each other are going to be bunked together in a very crowded space. So I think that's wrong. I think that's morally wrong. I've been talking on the show in the past as the other centre in the shorefront. I've spoken about the concerns that the people of the town had at that point about the lack of consultation, the lack of GP spaces, which are full capacity, people won't get them, but lack of school spaces. And the tension had risen at that time. So the Department of Justice were well aware of that. But yet again, they decided to do this with no communication to the people of Bunkrana, and again, bringing people in the dead of night, which does not look good. And of course, that's raised concerns. Now, I do agree with the point that made. There are some people that had been there that would have been putting out misinformation and commentary that I would find abhorrent and racist. But that's a small number of people. Most of the people there were genuine people, good Bunkrana people, salt of the earth people, who have genuine concerns about how this whole thing has been handled. And I do think the Department of Justice have a lot to answer for. And this has happened across Ireland. It looks like anywhere that they can get a roof, they will cram as many people as they can without any concern for the local people.
What should happen now, Councillor? Because those, as you mentioned, there's a school there. These are young lads. People don't know their background, don't know, you know, they could be the best in the world, but they could have extensive criminal history. People simply don't know. And I certainly don't want to add to any fear, but I want to make sure that everybody's heard. What should happen next then? What is going to allay those people? What is going to allay people's concerns? Because we heard from Des there, you know, a lot of these people don't have passports, so you can't vet someone without a passport because you don't really know where they originated from. So what can or should be done now?
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. In the absence of all this is communication. Now, myself and Paddy McLaughlin are making contact with the Department of Justice to try and find out about this. Look, at this moment in time, nobody knows what has happened. I don't know where those men went last night. I'm a county councillor and I've been given no information. We got an email, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday, just to say that 66 men would be coming and to be imminent. And that was the entirety of the information we were given. Since then, there's been nothing else. We didn't know when or anything about this. Like, the government, the Department of Justice, have a huge amount to answer for here because they've almost created the circumstances where this tension and kind of volatility is unavoidable because it's been handled so badly from the top.
But what would you say? Like, what would you say to the fact that these are people, we don't know what they're fleeing, war, famine, whatever it might be, that we have an international responsibility which we took upon, we signed up to it, we could sign out of it if we wanted to, but we signed up to it. The tents are full, the houses are full, they have to go somewhere, and if you do consultation, no one, there's going to be NIMBYism. You're not going to be able to move them anywhere. That seems to be the strategy. So what would you do? What would your party do as a policy then? Because these people are being brought in. They have to be put somewhere. Where would you put them? Because you know yourself, there's no accommodation.
Yeah, look, I feel extremely sorry for these men that are caught up in the middle of it because a lot of the anger is directed at them. And this is, look, it's circumstances not of their creation at all. This is bad government policy. Look, I think, and I can only speak for the town of Bunkrana and the people I represent, I think, look, if you had a suitable building, it wasn't it's not 19 bedrooms with 66 people crammed onto the main street. Like, and if there had been communication, maybe there would be more understanding. There's certainly less concerns if people felt they had some say or some input into how this situation unfolded. But when you just imminently just send out an email, they're coming, we're going to bring them in the middle of the night, I won't tell you anything about who they are, where they're from, anything like that. It allows the misinformation to snowball.
And well, what should happen next,
because
Jack?
We're speaking in a vacuum.
Yeah, what should happen next?
Well, at this moment in time, I'm going to be writing to IPAS and Department of Justice and with a series of questions. Like, is there GP spaces for these people? Because
there's no GP spaces because people have to wait over a week for a GP position. We know there's no GP spaces.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm aware of towns in Donegal where there's asylum seekers now that can't access the health service, can't access GP. So that's really, really badly handled. Like, there should be some more planning, some more foresight before these decisions are made, because it really seems at a national level, if you can find any building with a roof on it, get them in, just cram them in, and the people will find out when it's happened. And it's just that's where I'm angry. Is this creation is almost designed to create tension, concerns, worry among the local people. And that's why, there's some things that have been said that I strongly disagree with, that I find abhorrent. There's people there that were there last night that are genuine, salted earth people that have real, genuine concerns, and those people deserve to have their concerns addressed.